A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Psachim Daf Gimel, Psachim 3a, pagination page 5. Our original Mishnah of the Masechta, if we were to turn back one page, told us, Or la arba asar, on the light of the 14th, which means the night, as the 14th day of Nisan begins, Bot kinus hachametz la'araner, you check for chametz to the light of a candle. And the question which we're confronting is number one, how do you know for sure that the word or means the night of the 14th? Literally the word or means light, maybe it means daytime of the 14th, is the time for bedikas chametz. And secondly, once we prove that or indeed means night, why did the Tana of the Mishnah pick such an odd way to say the word night, using the word light? So let's take a quick glance at yesterday's daf. So we're on page 4, Beis Amid Beis 2b, and I'm about 25 lines from the top, Mesve, in the beginning of a line, where the Gemara brings a proof that or indeed means night. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Do you see it? Mesve, in the beginning of a line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Botkim or arba asar, the correct times that you could check for chametz are either or la arba asar, the night of the 14th, so you see that it's because from the next statement, uva arba asar shachris, or 14th by day. Uva shas habior, or at the time when chametz has to be disposed of and definitively burnt. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want you checking for chametz during Pesach. He disagrees with the other opinion that says you should check. If you forgot to check, you should check even during Pesach. Check for it and get rid of it, because you'd rather find it consciously and get rid of it than find it by mistake and you might forget yourself. So in any case, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda presents it as Botkim or La Arba Asar, the first chance is or to the 14th, and the next one is shachris in the morning of the 14th, and the next one is a few hours into the day at the time when it's supposed to be burned on Erev Pesach. So you see clearly that or la arba asar means the night. It's the first opportunity on the 14th to check for chametz. Likewise, at the bottom of the page, four lines from the bottom, the third word on the line, Mesve, another proof. Ein Masi in Masuos, when they used to wave the fires on top of mountains to tell people that the previous day had been Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is the second day of the month. They're notifying people that there was a Kiddush HaChodesh, that the swing date of Rosh Chodesh turned out to be the first day is Rosh Chodesh and the next day is the second of the month. You only say Alara Chodesh and Ere Bizmano Lekacho only if they in fact were Mekadesh that first day, the first opportunity of Rosh Chodesh in fact became Rosh Chodesh. Ve'emos ha'masi ha'masuos, and let's see the proof here. Le'or ivudo, to the light of that new day. And light here clearly means at night, because you don't wave fires during the day expecting to communicate to the next mountain. They're not going to see what you're trying to show them. Alma or urtahu, clearly when the Mishnah uses the word or, it means night. Shemamina, to good proof. So we're not left with any question what the Mishnah meant. We're just left with a question, why in the world did the Mishnah use the word or, light, meaning night? It's like the oddest way to express something. And what we're introduced to here on Gimel Amud Aleph is a concept that's often referred to as Lashon Sagi Nohar, the language of a person who's flooded with light. Flooded with light refers to a blind person. We speak the opposite. We don't want to say it, that he's blind. We refer to it in the opposite. He has too much light. It's a negative expression which is meant as a positive, as a way, a clean way of expressing something. So instead of talking about night, which is dreary and dark and sad, in symbolism at least, so we talk about Or La'arba Asar, the light of the 14th. But anybody who knows we're talking about the light of the 14th knows we mean the night when it's dark, and we're trying to speak in the opposite way to kind of counteract or speak in a clean way. It's a fascinating concept that we're being introduced to. You have to know when it applies, but the Gemara over here, about 20 lines from the bottom, the last word on the line is Leili. And then go to the middle of that line where the Gemara begins, Vitana Didon. Mm-hmm. You see it? Vitana Didon, and our Tana, my Tana Loktani Leili, why didn't he say straightforward night? The night of the 14th, the night before the Pesach Seder, you do the Bedikah. Lishna Ma'al Yehuda Nakat, he's speaking in a clean way, in an uplifted way. Uchad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explained, Da'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, La'olam al yotzi adam dava meguna mipiv. A person should not speak in a negative way. Don't say bad things. Don't let them come out of your mouth. Sharei okam ha'kosov, because the Torah skipped over, it altered. Shemona Osios, 8 extra letters in the Torah. And we know the Torah is so careful with letters. There's nothing extra in the Torah, but the Torah felt it necessary, an extra 8 letters to teach us this concept. V'lohotzi dova meguna bepiv, not to say something negative. Sheneemar, as the Pasuk says regarding Noach and his Teva, mina behema hatahora, from the behema that was kosher, that was tahar, pure, umina behema asher einena tahora, and from the animals which were not tahora, instead of saying temeya, unkosher, which would have been much shorter. It's not pure in order to speak clean. Now, as the Mefarshim explained, that doesn't mean the Torah never said the word temeya. The word temeya exists. But we're being taught that it's worth going out of your way to try to speak clean. The Torah also had to weigh that there are no extra letters, so you have to know when to apply which. But this concept definitely does exist, and it exists even in a very, very practical way. Take a look at Amud Beis. We're on page 6 now, Gimel Amud Beis 3b. And about midway between top and bottom of the page, at the end of a line, Hanu Talasa Kohani. Yeah? It's probably here. About midway, top to bottom, Hanu Talasa Kohani. Hanut losa kohani. There were 3 kohanim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were each getting a piece of the lechem haponim, the showbreads from the shulchan, from the special table. And we know about these lechem haponim that they were distributed. Each person got a very small amount, but we know that there was a blessing on it and it was filling anyway. Chad Omar once said, Higiani kapul, I got like a bean. That's how much I got. V'chad Omar, and one says, Higyani kezayis, I got like the amount of an olive, perhaps a small olive. V'chad Omar, and one of them says, Higyani kezanav halato, I got like the tail of a lizard. Now why is he saying the tail of a lizard? Firstly, it's a little objectionable, or a lot objectionable. He's using a non-kosher animal as imagery for the lechem haponim. There's also, in more advanced awareness of what animals represent, the tail of a lizard is mentioned, that there's a certain lizard that's able to detach its tail. And the tail continues to wiggle even though the tail is dead. The tail has no life, but there's still movement there. And perhaps what he was saying was, they gave me so little that, yes, they gave me, you know, like the equivalent by a lizard. It's moving, but it's not alive. It's not anything substantial. I can't do anything with this. It looks like okay. You checked me off on the list. Thanks a lot. But it's nothing. It's dead. It's nothing. They heard his comment, Badku Acharov, and they checked after him. Umatzavo Shemetz Psul, and they indeed found that he was not a Meyuchas, he wasn't fitting to be a Kohen. Asks the Gemara, V'ein Bodkim in HaMizbeach U'Lamayla, once a person is authorized to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't check after him anymore. So the Gemara in the first answer says, L'teimo Shemetz Psul, L'eimo Shachatz Psul. Indeed, it wasn't an issue with Yichus, with his lineage. It was an issue that he doesn't know how to behave himself. He himself did not have good character. But there's a second answer here that says, Shiny awesome, very different. Di'iyu dora anafshe. He caused problems to himself. By making such a comment, they started wondering, maybe he doesn't have the predisposition to holiness that a kohen's supposed to have. And they checked into him, and they indeed found. Had he not said something, of course, we wouldn't recheck. Once he's authorized to serve, we assume he's good. We don't recheck people periodically. Once he's authorized, he's authorized. But if you do something that causes us to question, they checked, and they found that indeed he didn't have the right sensitivity. So as we're entering the Masechta, the opening line is, Or la'arba asa. There's a special, clean, refined way to talk that we're being introduced to the point that if someone doesn't have it, at least in the form of a Kohen, serving in the Beis HaMikdash, it actually would put a question on him. Yeshua, have a great day.